This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sir, I don't understand.
That's glaringly apparent.
No, it's... I can't fail this class.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Mr. Coates. I truly believe that you can.
I'm supposed to go to Cornell.
Unlikely.
That was one of the great lines from The Holdovers. Paul Giamatti is one of our great character actors. I think I've said many times I thought the best work he ever did was in Billions. But he did a great job. Obviously, he's won many awards already for his role in The Holdovers. So that's one of the nominations for the Oscars. Many of those came out yesterday, and we'll talk to Chuck about them later in this hour of the Good Day program. January 24th, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with some unprecedented news out of the White House. I suppose some people would say this was good news. I'm going to check with Dr. Ken Kronhaus when we do our Good Day Health show this weekend. I'm sure that Ken will have something to say about the pardons that were issued. The FDA announced, the Food and Drug Administration announced yesterday, that cannabis is more like Tylenol than heroin.
Sounds about right.
Interesting comparative, isn't it? Right? So the war on drugs, which has been a complete waste of time since the George Bush Sr. administration and all of the other, even when Nancy Reagan just say no, it's a waste of time and effort. Maybe we shouldn't give up on it because there are so many people that are hurt so badly by the drugs.
I think the opioid addiction that starts off with prescription drugs.
I didn't talk about this, I don't think, yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know I talked to some people about it, but I sometimes forget what I talk about on the air versus what I talk about, excuse me, in my daily life with friends. So I had a conversation with a guy who's in charge of the drug war in Australia, who rode on the plane with me. I told this to Jack yesterday, but I didn't tell it, I don't think, on the air. So this guy is flying. He comes over here every 2 months from Australia. He was in charge of, and still is to a point, but he used to fly the helicopters and chase all of these guys, the gun runners and the drug runners that would come into Australia from up in Singapore and over, you know, in the mainland from China. And he has some pretty dicey stories about how he had to handle, you know, these drug people. They are on drugs usually. They'll stop at nothing. And so, you know, he's killed any number of them. It was an interesting ride for a couple of hours talking to him about his experiences. And he was on his way to Salt Lake City because the American government has hired him, or private companies have hired him, to fight their own drug battles. That, you know, drugs in the workplace are a big problem in our country. So anyway, interesting stories about how he has handled, and we're not talking about, in this case, cannabis at all. We're talking about heavy-duty drugs. And I always ask the same question. Why in the world would you allow yourself to go down that road? You have to know what the consequence is. One of the FBI shows had as a theme, and these are frequent themes of all of these kind of shows, a group of kids that were given bad drugs, and they went to the woods to have a big party, and they all died. It's just incredible for me how people of any age would want to end their lives using this stuff It just is amazing to me. Anyway, so the story here is...
Because I don't think anybody does try to...
No.
Nobody that dies from an accidental overdose thinks that they're about to die from an accidental overdose.
Well, that's because they don't... They're not educated. Yeah. We're not doing a good job of educating people in our school system. The health courses are not good. They don't deal with reality. So along comes the Department of Health and Human Services reclassifying cannabis from a Schedule 1 drug, such as heroin and cocaine, to a Schedule 3 drug, testosterone and Tylenol. So, anyway, this is taking a long time. 38 states now have legalized cannabis for medical use. 24 states have legalized cannabis for recreational use. I was about to go into the cannabis business and grow it on my farm.
Mm-hmm.
Timing wasn't great because of COVID, but... I don't like the stuff, don't even like the smell of it. I wouldn't have around, but it does help people who have, a lot of physical problems, and it helps the pain. What do you have to say?
Yeah. I mean, it's been used for medicinal for so many years, and I think with the regulation of allowing recreational marijuana, you won't have people dying from getting marijuana off the streets, which... could potentially be laced with something that you of which you're unaware, and a lot of people don't just die from marijuana. It's because they brought it illegally, and it's laced with something else, typically the fentanyl or anything like that, and whatever. But then you also have the people who are addicted to something. They're trying to fight their addiction. They're finding sobriety, and then they relapse. And then they use the same amount of a drug like heroin or something that they were using prior to finding sobriety, where now their body can't handle it, their body is shot, and it's just... It's such an awful and heartbreaking disease. It really is.
Yep. All right, so there's that. The Republican Party asking itself today whether it's all over. Is it over before it's over? After New Hampshire, Nikki Haley lost to Donald Trump. I think this was and a lot of people have suggested this in different ways. If Nikki Haley, who is a moderate, couldn't win in a moderate state like New Hampshire, does she have a chance against Trump as you go through all of the primaries? And as I resent the hell out of this whole circumstance, frankly. I know those of you who love Trump think, this is fabulous, but it isn't. It's not good for the country. The primary season and primaries are, and this is, you go to September in some states where there is, the primary gets put together and we all vote among a group of a lot of them are nutcakes, but that's how they get elected in the final election, because nobody goes to vote in the primaries. Now, this turnout was pretty good in New Hampshire yesterday. Our local stations here in the Boston area, where they spent 12 hours, some of them, going through this ridiculous repeat of the same thing all day and all night. And it was almost like one vote at a time. There's another vote up in Penobscot. Okay, that's a big story. Anyway, so a 12-point margin. Not extraordinary by any stretch of the imagination. It certainly wasn't as good as I think what he did last time around. That was the last time I saw. No, that's not true. I saw Trump at Mar-a-Lago. But I remember being up in New Hampshire. That was the last time I kind of covered or went to this. I remember being in a restaurant when he came in with his family and everybody was, this is Donald Trump. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Anyway, is this important? Yeah, I'm sure it is, for a lot of the wrong reasons. The system needs to work, and it's not. Between the news media, the pollsters, all of this stuff. I think it really was her best chance, and the fact that she didn't win probably, maybe it's probably not a good sign. For her, and I don't think it's a good sign for the system. I was remembering back when I used to do a lot more of this sort of thing, when I'd go to these places, do programs from them. I remember being up there in New Hampshire when John McCain and Mitt Romney were fighting it out. I think the last time Trump won with 35% of the vote in 2016. And anyway, She did very well among college grads. This is not, there's nothing about the stats that are coming out of New Hampshire that's surprising. She did better with college graduates than Trump did. Now, that happens everywhere, not just places like New Hampshire. She did much better with moderates. Okay, that's not news either. And because New Hampshire has a lot of those voters, she doesn't, I don't know how to best describe her. She comes across as being kind of intelligent, kind of warm. She doesn't feel comfortable attacking people, even though she does. I think she has a lot to say. Frankly, I thought she was an interesting candidate. And she's touted as being, you know, the new age of conservative candidates, obviously focusing on Trump's age and Biden's age. And instead of talking about Biden last night or what he's going to do, Trump wasted a lot of time making fun of Nikki Haley. It's disgusting. He's a boob. It is. It's just shut the hell up or talk about what you're going to do. Why be so childish as to?
This brings up a comedy routine where people do crowd work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, forget it. Anyway, so is there anything more about this that we need to talk about? I don't see. And there's a woman who had an RV full of Trump merchandise, and a man, this is typical New Hampshire, driving around, a guy had a Trump tattoo on his calf, you know, the news media loved all of that stuff. Anyway, and Biden wasn't on the ballot because Susan Rice didn't want him to be, so the people that want him had a write-in campaign, and obviously he... won that. He bested Dean Phillips. And then Biden went on to talk about Trump. These people just, they don't get it. They don't. Talk about, unless you have nothing to say about yourself. Maybe this talks about the strength of their candidacy and what they're all about. Trump keeps talking about his opponents. Biden keeps talking about his opponents. Hello? What are you going to do as president? I don't care what you think about Trump. I don't care what Trump thinks about Biden. I don't know how they're going to better the situation. Biden made a mess of things. Trump didn't make a mess of things. He just is messy as his personal stuff. Anyway. Okay. I'm heading out of this department and going for something else in the next half hour. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't go, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, 23 after the hour on the Wednesday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here at your service. A focus on celebrity news, trending things. That's what it's about here. Our social media handle for you to comment at the Good Day Networks on Facebook and Instagram and X. And who knows, soon to be Reddit. Maybe. Jay and I keep going around about this. I just think there's something there. I know she thinks I'm crazy, but it's okay. It's all right to think I'm crazy, Jay.
You can do it if you really want to.
In many respects, I guess I am, depending on your definition of crazy. Who else around is crazy? I think some of the best actors are crazy. It is what makes them a great actor. Some people think, people like Mark Ruffalo, who's a quirky character, he really is, but he plays great roles. I think he's, frankly, one of our best unsung acting heroes. Because he's just good. I think he is anyway. So he's been talking about something that happened 20 years ago that almost ended his career. So we'll talk about what he's been talking about right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Mark Ruffalo, we were just talking off the air about what a very good actor he is, and most of the parts that he plays are, I think, sympathetic is the way I would describe them, but most people know him for the Hulk.
Sympathetic and charming.
Silly things like that. I mean, those are big paycheck situations, and that's cool. But he's been, I think, one of our best for quite a long time. He had a brain tumor. I did not know that. Did you know he had a brain tumor 20 years ago?
No, I didn't. And no. It kind of makes sense. He kept it under wraps. He didn't even tell his own wife for a little bit until he... Right. She was pregnant at the time, and he didn't want to worry her, so it was about a week after the birth of his son, of their son. And he, the day before, he had an appointment with a neurologist to go over the actual game plan is when he finally just told his wife.
Yeah. He had a dream about it. And then he had a sense of doom about it. He had a CAT scan, and lo and behold, they found out that he had, in fact, isn't it interesting how you dream something like that, and then it is this mass behind his left ear, the size of a golf ball. And he had it biopsied and then taken out.
Fortunately it was benign, but it was still a mass that had to be removed. And he said that he always has dreams, but this dream just felt unlike anything else. He was so vivid, and it wasn't like a voice or anything. It was just this knowledge of you have a brain tumor and you have to deal with it immediately. And when he woke up, he contacted the doctor. The only symptom he had was an ear infection. And sure enough, that's where the tumor was.
You know,
and they got it out.
One of the things this teaches you, teaches all of us, is to listen to your body. If you have aches and pains in certain places, don't mask it. Don't make excuses for it. Don't ignore it. But do something about it. This is something he had to deal with, doctor said, immediately once it was discovered. And, you know, he had a little paralysis from it. His hearing was affected by it, but he managed to overcome it. So that's a good story and a good warning, good food for thought from Mark Ruffalo here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump are notching significant primary election victories in New Hampshire. For Biden, his victory came after a write-in campaign. The president making abortion a central issue in 2024.
We need the protection of Roe v. Wade in every state, and we can do it. You can do it. Together we can do it. It's within your power to do it.
During a rally in Manassas, Virginia Tuesday, meanwhile, former President Trump won a second straight primary victory. His win over Nikki Haley in New Hampshire announced just minutes after polls closed Tuesday. Tuesday. It wasn't just the one aircraft. The CEO of Alaska Airlines says new inspections of Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes found several had loose bolts. Details revealed by CEO Ben Minicucci in an interview with NBC News. He talked about the company's findings since the January 5th incident in which a panel blew out mid-flight on a plane, the plane forced to make an emergency landing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Because if it comes to a deal, it'll be hard and fast. I have to have all the cards in my hand.
Well, half the cards are in my hand.
Laura, what do you want me to say? Mr. Ford, we have a deal, but first I must wait until I ask my wife for permission?
Yes, you can say that. You know what? I'm going to give you power of attorney over my stock so you can deal for $500,000.
I don't have $500,000.
You will if you make a deal.
Good scene. I've said this many times. It's a very good movie. Ferrari with Penelope Cruz. Let's see here. Shailene Woodley, the two love interests, and Adam Driver plays Ferrari. And as I've said any number of times, Jay, you wouldn't recognize. You don't. The first half hour of the movie, I didn't realize it was him. That's how good it is. And one of the movies that's up for Oscar consideration. Talking about that, we'll have Chucker with us later in this half hour so we can dig into some of these nominations from his perspective. Jay and Doug focused on an item from the Did You Know and Do You Care Fact Department, your body and how resilient it is. Did you know that tooth enamel is the hardest substance in your body, stronger than your bones? It is a bone of sorts, but it is, you know, when you think about all the things in your body, the immune system, how we fight diseases and infections, and, you know, the things that are, we challenge our body all the time. Out in the sun, cut ourselves, get various things. We're talking about Mark Ruffalo and his brain tumor, that sort of thing. But what takes more abuse than your teeth? You use it several times a day, your mouth, your teeth, your gums, to ingest food so that you can live. Right? Do you ever really take a detailed look at your face or the face of somebody else and take things apart? Like your nose by itself is ugly. Your mouth and its contents is really ugly. Your eyes and the thing, you know, if you take the individual things, putting it together, you can have a nice-looking person. But you take them apart and the individual pieces are ugly. Anyway, the fact that we can bite and tear and grind things up as a Homo sapien, it's really very interesting how this has all developed and what it is that you can do with...
just knows to do these things.
Yeah,
signals
right.
Through the rest of the body.
Yep.
When you think about this concept, the brain named itself.
The brain named itself?
Mm-hmm. The brain decided to call itself a brain.
A brain. Yeah. What is that? What? It's one of those words that means what it says, right? Think about it. And think about your balance, the body, how it does with microbiome. I know I'm getting technical. This is something I want to talk to Ken about. So when you listen to Good Day Health this weekend, Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell both have an hour on the many of the same stations to carry this program, carry the Good Day Health programs with Ken and Jack, and also the American Family Farmer. So a different slice of life from yours truly. But these things, these discussions are important and hopefully helpful. These programs have been on the American Family Farm. What did we say earlier started in 2015? Is that we were looking at some of the records of the American Family Farmer.
Date back to 2015.
Yeah, that we have at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All aspects of the family farm. And then we have our food, farm, and family report every day. It sometimes bleeds into the farm show, and also bleeds into Good Day Health because it's all part of the same thing. When you put them all together, it's all about your health and well-being. So hopefully you appreciate that. We're trying to do as much as we can to help folks and entertain them at the same time or inform them a little of any or all of those things. I will now focus on what happened in a city where we have a radio station, WJOL, in Joliet, Illinois, the scene of a mass murder. 8 people were killed, 9 shot in Joliet. 23-year-old man who went through the city in a reign of terror that he killed himself. Again, back to wondering what it was. This thing went on all day. And it took place on Sunday afternoon, but the guy jumped in a car. I think he stole a car and he drove down to Texas. And that's where he killed himself. But it's pretty easy to drive from Joliet, a southern suburb of Chicago, get on the, 54, and just keep driving. 55, though. I think it's the north-souths are odd. I think it's 55. At any rate, this guy investigating, the police chief said, we can't get inside this guy's head. We don't know. We have no clue as to why he did what he did. And that's the story with so many of these people that do this. This guy killed a 14-year-old girl, a 16-year-old girl, a 20-year-old woman, a 38-year-old woman, a 38-year-old man, 47-year-old woman, 35-year-old man, and a 28-year-old man for nothing. Nothing. Other than he was angry. and he had a gun. God bless him. I don't mean God bless him. God, you know what, with him. Anyway, I'm looking at a picture of this kid. And just looks like a, he's got a sweet, talking about faces, had a sweet face, looks like a decent enough kid. I get it. I don't get it. All right, let's keep moving here. from that focus to the ridiculous situation that is Lauren Boebert. So here's this woman who is... all I want to do is laugh. I've stopped taking that approach with Marjorie Taylor Greene because we had her on the program. So somebody said to me the other day, Jay, well, you like Marjorie Taylor Greene now because you had her on the program, you got to know her. How do you know that wouldn't happen with Lauren Boebert? First of all, I see no reason for her to come on the program, and that's number one. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, wanted to plug her book, and I thought, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
And we did. We had a good conversation. I liked her. I've always kind of liked her, actually, because she's got a lot of spunk, even though she's a goofball.
You've always had a crush on her, but I feel like MTG was one of those things where it was a reminder that being in politics is their job. It's not their personality. And when you remember that there is a real human being in there, and that how many times have we worked with somebody, we don't like them work-wise, but we like them on a personal level?
I
remember
that
my
happens.
First job in the industry, there was somebody who I adored. They were one of my best friends, and I could not stand them at work.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you remember, hey, this is their job. That's not their job, not their personality.
Do you think that's true with Lauren Boebert? Am I being unfair to her?
Well, let's think about this. With Marjorie
Not
Taylor
to put
Greene,
you on the spot or anything, but...
Yeah, hear me out on this. With Marjorie Taylor Greene, anything that people picked apart, it was her... on the job. It wasn't really anything that she was doing on her personal time. Where Lauren Boebert, she is in the news for things that she does on her personal time, too. So I kind of feel like they're not the same situations.
Okay. I'm with that. I don't think that
like
either.
Being at a show.
I just don't think she's very smart.
Vaping indoors and all of that stuff. That was her on her own time. That wasn't her being a politician. That was, she was being her personality.
I think she's just not very bright. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is quite smart, frankly. So, anyway. Now, somebody also asked me, well, you had Marjorie Taylor Greene on, so why don't you have AOC on? I'd have her on if she had something to talk about. I find her to be about as vapid as anybody. She and Lauren Boebert, not for the same reasons, come across to me as just being vapid. They are so predictable. They don't really have anything to say that adds to the conversation. And I find that it isn't just about people that say, oh, you're a sexist, you only talk about women that way. Nah, there's plenty of guys that are around.
I was going to say, anybody who says that clearly doesn't listen long enough. You are equal opportunist.
I think that DeSantis is a clown. There's no way I'd ever vote for him for anything. And it's, you know, it's like, remember I told you that the first interview that Kamala, that's how she pronounces it. She now pronounces it Kamala, but it was Kamala Harris. I was the first person to ever interview her when I was on KABC in Los Angeles in the mid-90s. She came on one of the first programs I did, as a matter of fact. She was assistant DA, and somebody that was doing PR for the city called and said, do you want to have her on? And I said, sure, why not? I was new in town. Everybody else said no, and I said yes. Hey, listen, that was in the era when O.J. had killed his wife and this other guy, and I was the last person on the air in Los Angeles. I got such a ribbing and criticized in the L.A. Times and every place else. Even my boss at the station said, you sure you want to take this approach? Because I said, wait a while on O.J. Let's see if he's really guilty. And so... that went over like a lead balloon. And so Anyway, I was trying to get to know my way. I didn't know anything about Los Angeles. I just knew that I was thrilled to have an opportunity on a radio station like KVC to be on. And so I took every opportunity to learn as much as I could about the community and get involved in the community. And so this conversation with Kamala Harris came on, and she was absolutely almost moronic at that time. And she admitted it was the first interview she'd... Well, she did interviews when she was running for the office, but once she got in the office, I was the first person to talk to her. And I was convinced then, and I'm convinced now, that she has absolutely nothing to offer for the public good and necessity. Zero. Not a thing does she offer in terms of public service. It's all about her. It was all about her then, and it's all about her now. Absolutely nothing. Somebody accused me of being a racist when I said that, and I said, come on, you can't be serious, because I think that she's moronic and a waste of time, that because just because of her color of her skin, I'm a racist. I basically, when people say that to me, I'm proud, frankly, of who I am and how I am when it comes to diversity. I know who I am. I know what I support. I know how I think. I don't give anybody a hard time or give them a break depending on the color of their skin. It's not part of the conversation. I don't care what color your skin is. If you're a moron, you're a moron. If you're a superstar, you're a superstar. Makes no difference. And this is the problem with our society and some of the people on both sides, at least in my rendering of it, where they don't look beyond sex, age, or color of skin. Right? They don't. Or how much money you have. That doesn't tell anybody anything about who you are. Lauren Boebert does not belong in Congress in my rendering. I'm not in your district. I don't vote for her. Kamala Harris doesn't belong. Donald Trump doesn't belong. Joe Biden doesn't belong. They're all misfits. Right?
What happened to all of the children who said, when I grow up, I want to be president? Like, where did they all go? What happened? Did they change their minds?
Yeah. And how many people do you hear saying that these days when you look around at the circumstances? So, all right. I think that we have to pause here, don't we? Because 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
To my house, come on. That's Richard Simmons, who's been in the focus of this program for a couple of reasons over the past couple of weeks. Chuck Curry is here to put his own spin on the life and times of Richard Simmons. All right, Chucker, the microphone is yours.
Yeah, actually, this story is getting a lot of mileage. Paulie Shore was in the trade variety the other day talking about Warner Brothers backing Richard Simmons' movie that will star Paulie Shore, who is currently at Sundance Film Festival in Utah, promoting a short that you could see on YouTube. I actually watched it the other night. It's called The Court Gesture. It's 9 minutes and 58 seconds. It has Paulie Shore playing Richard Simmons in that short, which is going to turn into a feature film, probably of an hour and a half, 2 hour length. I thought the YouTube short actually was pretty interesting. He does, a respectable job. Paulie Shore is now 55 years old, hyping it up. He actually said, Doug, at the Sundance Film Festival, he thinks this could be his wrestler and wind up with an Oscar to play Simmons. That's a little bit hyperbole, but I didn't realize, anyway. Yeah, he certainly does. I did not realize until I just pulled this up on Google before we went on the air that the Richard Simmons show aired in 1980 to 1984. He won an Emmy for that daytime talk show where he morphed, exercise and eating right into the program. That's a long time ago, 1980. I thought it was late 80s, but it was 1980, actually.
Yeah, very interesting character for sure. All right, let's talk about the nominations for the Oscars that came out yesterday. People are surprised Greta Gerwig didn't get nominated for Barbie.
Yeah.
Some people are surprised that Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't see that.
Listen, there's only five slots. You know, everybody did good work. I think the biggest surprise would be Greta Gerwig, simply because of this. That movie made a ton of money when theaters needed, and the industry needed that hit, right? That and Oppenheimer. I mean, obviously, the movie didn't direct itself. So I do think that was a glaring oversight. Margot Robbie didn't get nominated, but it is what it is. You know, you have five good actresses. I still go on record to say there's always a movie that I feel like they never saw or they really just didn't care, and that would be Ben Affleck's Air. I would say, listen, if you watch that movie, Viola Davis playing Michael Jordan's mother in that movie, that's Oscar material. And she did not even get noticed during any of the award season. But it is what it is. As I told you off air, I think the telecast itself has the potential to be one of the highest rated in years. All these categories are really good. A lot of talent, more than just the independent stuff that's been nominated over the last at least 5 years, more studio fare. If they could get Taylor Swift into the building, the telecast can have a really good rating this year. I'd do anything in my power, Doug, to get her into the building. I'm serious.
There you go. Listen. All right, so other than that, you look
here's
at some of these.
Here's a birthday that you're going to be interested in.
Yes.
Mariska Hargitay turns 60
Mariska
years
Hargitay
old. Yes.
The star
Law
of
and Order
SVU.
Special Victims Unit.
Yeah. You know who her mother and father were?
She's
been on the show since it started.
Yeah, her mother was Jane Mansfield.
And her father was?
I'm not sure. You tell me.
Mickey Hargitay. He was a world champion wrestler. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Okay.
And a bodybuilder. And Jane Mansfield was quite a hunk of woman. And the two of them together made quite a physical appearance. And Mariska was their daughter.
Yeah, and she's done that show now for she's done that show for 25
since the beginning.
25 years.
Yeah. Yep.
That's incredible.
Since the beginning of it. Nobody knew who she was when she got started. She was no name. None of those people. Pretty much all the Law and Order folks all along, with the exception of Sam Waterston, who was an accomplished actor before Law and Order, but pretty much all the rest of them,
you know,
nobody knew who any of those people were.
Yeah, people may not realize this, but you know who two of the highest paid actresses on television? She would be one. She makes $500,000 an episode. And the other would be Ellen Pompeo of Grey's Anatomy. She makes a ton of money on that show.
Yep, that's how they are. Exactly. You know, the people on SVU, one of the reasons that Ice-T stays with it is because the studio's around the corner from his house. He'll stay with it until it stops.
That's a good gig. That's a good gig.
And he makes about $250, $300 an episode.
Wow.
And has a wonderful life. So where is he going to go?
That is a good life.
Anywhere. Yeah. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. From the folks on the Good Day program, 59F.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.